Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. We discussed yesterday in regards to business and general life also. When it comes to nikah, when it comes to business and trade, these are all ibadat, and a person should carry out every ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with two qualities. The first quality of ihsan, whether it be business, in the marketplace, at home, nikah, that I do every ibadat in a condition as if I can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if I was able to see Allah, how would I carry out myself, what would be my conduct, my akhlaq, my character. The second quality of istihadar, to keep in mind the virtues, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the virtues for being an honest businessman, a tradesman. Thereafter, Hammad bin Zayd, rahimahullah, says that no tradesman, no businessman will become poor unless he falls into one of these vices. If any of these vices will be found in his life, then his lot will become that of poverty. Poverty will afflict him because of these vices, because of these sins that are found in his life. If he's free of these vices, he doesn't have these sins in his life, then definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him barakah, Allah will bless him. And as we mentioned yesterday, that business will be a means of him attaining his Jannah. Be earning a livelihood, he'll be doing his work, his job, his employment, his business. And that will be a means of him entering to Jannah. That you find many a businessman or even a doctor, which you find commonly nowadays, alhamdulillah, you'll find a board there. The doctor will be out of surgery during Salah times, alhamdulillah. This is a Muslim doctor. When you find the doctor reading his Quran, you find the businessman taking out his time. That can show you proof enough that inshallah that practice will take him to Jannah. Because first he's a Muslim, then he's a doctor, he's a Muslim, then he's a businessman. So Hammad bin Zayd rahmatullah alayhi says that no businessman will become poor unless he falls into one of these sins, one of these vices. We mentioned them before. We'll just go through them briefly once again. The first one, he says there are nine altogether. He says futility. لا يعني. From the beauty of a man's Islam is that he abandons those things that have no concern with him. When futilities will be found in his life, whether it be, for example, ulama explained in this zamana, that wherein his wealth is spent on those things that have no concern with his akhirat, is futile. Absolutely futile. This will take a person away from the rahmat of Allah. In his own personal life, one is now just to keep fit for the sake of ibadat. But when that keeping fit or just passing time is just to while away time, we say to pass time. Ulama say you will not pass time, you will fail time. The time must fail in reality. When just his entertainment becomes something spent upon so much, that amount of money he spends is somebody else's salary. Whether it be some golf, whether it be some other type of entertainment, that this becomes now his motivation in life. It becomes cycling, and exorbitant amounts of money is being spent on there. The poor man or the poor staff has to come to know how much he's spending. It will pain his heart. I have debts to pay, or family members also. These are futilities. Is that taking him towards Jannah? Is taking him away from the rahmat of Allah, away from Jannah. Futilities. Well, I might explain also in our homes. There are so many things that we find there that are futile, but we are doing it. Mashaykh give examples also. That just the bathrooms alone, that we have to put some plants and pot plants over there. Sometimes plastic, but we go to put something on display. It's absolutely futile. In this worldly life, it's attracting not the rahmat of Allah, but destroying the barakat from Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. I give you wealth, it's going to futile activities. Here we should be very careful. When it comes to extravagance, when it comes to opulence, ulama say, what is extravagance? Extravagance is to spend extra upon your necessities. Person is, necessities are fulfilled, but he's just spending extra upon it, that is already israf, extravagance. Worse than that is opulence, vanity. Where a person's wealth is spent on non-necessities, no benefit for his dunya, no benefit for his akhirah. So these are futilities. If this does come into a person's life, then Hammad bin Zayd says that poverty will become your share and your lot. If not financially, then spiritually, you will be poor. Person will be in the amal of deen, but no feeling. He's just going through the motions. I'm not connecting to my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there are many examples person should check in his life to the extent. Now ulama are saying also, futilities will apply to even our phones. The amount of apps that I have on my phone, which are not needed. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the riwayat you already just quoted, bin husni, islami ma'ri tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. And the beauty of a man's Islam is that he leaves out all those things that have no concern with him, his akhirat and his dunya. Just extra applications and apps. Social media, I've got to post, I've got to update, I've got to upload. But nothing to do with my dunya, or my akhirat, or my qabr. So I haven't deposited anything into that box of my qabr for the day. It's just my day came out in futilities. Nothing is connected to my akhirat, to my jannat. So that person spiritually become poor, and financially it will lead to that. The second thing he says, speaking of lies, when it comes to business especially, speaking of lies or even deception, it comes ahead also deception, whether you mean business or personal life. A person puts on such a virtual life of his, which is not real, it's a lie. He's living a lie or she's living a lie. Among this ulama explain also, among the biggest deception of modern day life is makeup. A person makes up himself or herself and portrays a certain type of lifestyle or physical appearance, which is not the reality. You're living a double life. One is an online life, virtual life, but in reality you are not like that. That's not you. It is not you, so it's a lie. So spiritually a person will become poor. And this will lead to financial detriment also. False promises, deception, which we already discussed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed by a businessman and he sees the grains on top, whether it was wheat or barley. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put his hand into that sack and at the bottom it was wet. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked the sahabi, what is this? He said, O Nabi of Allah, the product got a bit wet, so I put the wet ones at the bottom and I put the good ones in the top. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, من غشنا فليس منا. That person who deceives us is that from amongst us. Don't deceive the people. Tell them the fault in the goods. If that person wants it like that, he will pay you for it. But don't deceive. For deception, there are many examples of deception also. Misappropriation, which has become very, very common. Misappropriation, whether it comes to property also. A person will claim a certain property or portion of the property. We went beyond the building line. Now we want to misappropriate that person's certain amount of land or business or partnership. There's nothing written down. Quran says explicitly, وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْلِ. Any transaction, shares, partnership, property, write it down, write it down. If you are with brothers or partners into, we have a partnership, then ensure we write it down. Sometimes, you know, or many a times, because of tax purposes, statutory purposes, the car is on my wife's name, there other vehicle or property in the son's name. But we don't put a footnote over there or a side note that these are for statutory purposes. After the father leaves the world, then misappropriation takes place among the inheritors. It's on my name, so it's mine. But you know, father put it on your name because of statutory purposes, because of tax purposes. But there's no note over there. So these are very important, that we don't misappropriate, we don't usurp the rights of anyone. And if anybody has to take our right, yes, we have a right also to dispute it and to claim it. But if we let it go for the sake of Allah, Allah will replace it definitely. One pious person has mentioned about him misappropriation, he had a certain plot of land. There was another woman who was his neighbor. She laid claim to a certain portion of his property. He disputed it in the court. She brought off witnesses and she came, that this piece of land does belong to me. He let it go. See, Allah knows the reality of it. He disputed it, she brought the witnesses, she took the piece of land. The people of the locality says that that property came down generations. It was halal, lawful for him, but he lost it in an ill way, in the sense that now she misappropriated. Du'as came out from his heart. Ya Allah, she's taken my property away, you deal with her. The people say that we found towards the end of her life, when she needed people around her, they all abandoned her and she became blind. She would hold the wall just to walk in her home. One day walking in the property, there was a ditch, there was a empty hole in there, she fell in there and she died. They found after a very long period of time. The dua of this man from the heart afflicted her because of misappropriation. So we should see if anything has come down, inheritance which is misappropriated, we're not sure about, it's a grey area. Say, let it go, Allah will replace it. Whether we clean it out and we give it to the people that are deserving of it. These are 5 points, there are 4 more points, inshallah. We'll discuss tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. Subhanallah.